New evangelisation and the testimony of faith in the public square will be at the heart of a meeting of the General Secretaries of the CCEE, the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, taking place in Edinburgh from June 29th to July 2nd. Bringing together representatives of the churches from almost 40 countries across the continent of Europe, the closed-door meeting will hear a presentation on the American experience from the General Secretary of the US Conference of Catholic Bishops. Ecumenical relations will be an important focus for discussions, as will questions of the liturgical translations and the financing of the churches in Europe. To find out more, I spoke with the General Secretary of the Scottish Bishops' Conference, which is hosting the encounter, Monsignor Paul Conroy. You're hosting there in Edinburgh this meeting of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences. Tell us a bit about the theme and the issues you're going to be looking at there.
We will be taking as our central theme the two prongs, I suppose, of what's very important for the Church at the present time, the new evangelisation and the year of faith. And what the General Secretaries are proposing to discuss is the way in which the Church, in taking on these themes, which will be central obviously at the forthcoming Synod of Bishops later this year, and also then the launch of the Year of Faith, that the Church will be engaging in the world of politics, the world of culture, legislation, and different drives, if you like, different focuses of legislation which are taking place, particularly across Europe at the present time, and also the whole question of public opinion, which many people feel often goes against the Church because of the way in which it is being driven by different pressure groups.
Now, you're having representatives, obviously, from all the European bishops' conferences there in Scotland. Can you share with us something of your own experience there in Edinburgh and in Scotland itself?
We, as you know, have a devolved parliament in Scotland, which is responsible for quite a lot of the social legislation which affects our country and which affects the Catholic Church. And although a considerable amount of legislation which takes place in the United Kingdom is drawn up and proposed in London, in Westminster, and that affects both the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales and our own Bishops' Conference here in Scotland, that the Scottish Parliament is very often the focus of, as I say, social legislation which is taking place, things to do with marriage and the family, and the way in which society perceives itself and the way in which society conducts itself. And so here in Scotland, we have a good working relationship in many respects with the government, but at the same time that there are issues where we have very serious differences of opinion.
And, for example, around marriage and the family.
Particularly with regard to marriage and the family. In recent years, we had issues around the adoption agencies and Catholic adoption agencies, whether they were being permitted to promote the ideal of a family where children would be placed according to the teaching of the Church, and that children would normally only be placed in a context which the Church believes would be to the benefit of the children. But legislation has been very difficult in that regard for us to be able to continue to maintain that position. And then more recently, issues surrounding the whole question of same-sex marriage and whether that's something that should be introduced through legislation. We already have civil partnerships, and a lot of people feel that the rights and the opportunities, if you like, which that presents to people who choose that style of life have already given people enough protection in law and so forth, and to ensure that they're not going to be discriminated against in ways which would be to their harm, that's already gone far enough, and that the idea of same-sex marriage just seems to be a completely unhelpful development in that regard.
You mentioned this question of public opinion. Now, a couple of years ago, we saw the Pope arriving in Edinburgh, being given a rapturous welcome during that first part of his visit to the United Kingdom. Are you suggesting, perhaps, that in the past couple of years, opinion has shifted and is less favourable towards the Catholic Church and its position on these issues?
I don't know that was particularly the case over the past couple of years. I think that certainly in the build-up to the visit of Pope Benedict, we were quite concerned at the way in which the visit was being portrayed and in some ways in which the visit was being trailed. We had serious concerns about the way in which some sectors of society in Scotland were going to deal with the visit and perhaps even were going to protest against the visit. As it turned out, you know, the visit was a great success. And I think that many people felt that the way in which the Holy Father had been portrayed before the visit actually turned out to be untrue and unjust. And I think in that regard, I think that in terms of the personal impact that he was able to make and the profile, if you like, which that presented of the Catholic community in Scotland was very helpful. But at the same time, I think that for the ongoing debates which are taking place within society, I think that the visit itself probably didn't have a significant impact on changing people's minds. I think those mindsets were probably already there before the visit, and while people probably had to acknowledge that the visit, if you like, was something which at least did no harm and possibly was even helpful to the way in which, I suppose, the Scottish nation portrayed itself, that nonetheless, I think that the ongoing discussions and debates and arguments, I suppose, about the direction which society should take hasn't been significantly affected by the visit itself.
How much do you work closely with the other Christian churches there in Scotland around these particular issues and around evangelisation in general?
Our starting position, if you like, a number of years ago was not in a very good place. Over the years, huge strides have been taken and the way in which we work together in many respects has progressed, I would imagine, beyond the bounds of people's imaginations from where we began, in terms of questions of social justice, questions of issues of poverty, and I suppose the whole question of the nature of society. In many respects, the churches work very, very closely together. But I think in other regards, that there are some of the moral issues of the day which other churches don't have the same, if you like, magisterium as the Catholic Church has. They have different ways of arriving at their decisions, different ways of coming to their, if you like, their teaching position. And in many respects, other churches, and particularly those who are very tied to the literal interpretation of Scripture, that their way of dealing, if you like, with developments pose probably greater problems for them than they do for the Catholic Church, where we have a clear understanding of what the magisterium is able to teach and also the direction that that's able to give.
Finally then, what are your hopes, your expectations ahead of this annual meeting of the General Secretaries of the CCEE? What kind of legacy do you think it might leave to the Church in Scotland?
Well, I think we're hoping that there'll be a contribution both in terms of the way in which the Church in Scotland perceives itself as being an integral part of the Church in Europe. I also hope that it will give us a good springboard into the deliberations for the synod, the forthcoming synod on the new evangelization, and going forward from that to help us to focus on some valuable pastoral initiatives which we may be able to glean from the meeting, which will inform how we celebrate the Year of Faith.
Are there any specific initiatives already going on there regarding these two big themes for the autumn that you're already working on there in the Church in Scotland that you'd like to share with us?
Well, we already had a wide consultation where we offered the opportunity online for people to make a contribution to the input that our Bishops' Conference were going want to make. And Bishop Philip Tartaglia, who is the Bishop of Paisley and will be representing the Bishops' Conference of Scotland at the Synod, took account of those in preparing the final submission, which he was mandated to prepare on behalf of the Bishops' Conference. And the second thing is that, in fact, a group of we have a very small Bishops' Conference, but three of our bishops are going to have a meeting with a number of different people from across the church in Scotland to discuss a programme to take the themes that the Holy Father's proposed for the Year of Faith and to look and see how in practical ways we're able to take them forward. And I'm hoping that the deliberations of the General Secretaries next weekend will also be able to make a contribution to their deliberations.
My thanks there to Monsignor Paul Conroy, the Secretary General of the Scottish Bishops' Conference, which is hosting the CCEE encounter from June 29th to July 2nd.